A spotlight on Joan Kosofsky at the 4th Annual Art at Edwards. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Edwards Abstract and Title Company proudly hosted its 4th Annual Art at Edwards event on July 19 and 20, showcasing a vibrant collection of artworks from 22 talented artists. This year's show, which was the largest yet, transformed the art gallery, Edwards Training Center, and foyer into a dynamic celebration of creativity. Among the standout artists was Joan Kosofsky, whose journey from upstate New York to McAllen, Texas, adds a rich layer of personal history and artistic depth to her work. Joan Kosofsky, a seasoned artist and educator, comes from the picturesque region of upstate New York, an area she fondly calls the birthplace of American art. With a career spanning over 30 years in teaching art, Kosofsky's roots in the Catskills, a region known for inspiring generations of painters, photographers, and poets, profoundly shaped her artistic vision. "I'm originally from upstate New York, where I taught art for over 30 years," she shared. After retiring, Kosofsky began spending winters in McAllen to be near her son, eventually becoming a permanent resident 2 years ago. "Despite her new home," she admits, "I still feel like a New Yorker." Kosofsky's passion for art was cultivated from a young age, growing up in an artistic family where creativity was a way of life. "I came from a very artistic family. My father and mother were both very artistic," she explained. Her father, who decorated significant hotels like the Concord and Grossinger's during the region's tourism peak, inspired her early love for the arts. This exposure to art in everyday settings led Kosofsky to pursue formal education in art, earning her bachelor's and master's degrees from New Falls and teaching at various levels from elementary to college. "I have always had a love for the arts. It was a passion of mine," she said. Now settled in McAllen, Kosofsky has found new inspiration in the local landscape and community. She is particularly passionate about acrylic painting, a medium that allows her to express her love for bold colors and dynamic compositions. "Right now, I love to do acrylic paintings. I like to do them real big," she said with enthusiasm. However, the move to Texas meant downsizing her studio, which influenced the scale of her work. Nonetheless, her subjects, often flowers she plants and paints, remain vibrant and full of life. "I love to paint my flowers. I'm a gardener, love them, and call them my subjects. I plant them, and then I paint them," she explained, highlighting the personal connection she has with her artwork. Kosofsky's paintings, known for their abstract style, reflect her passion for color and movement. "They're on the abstract side because I can bring out the colors and get a lot of movement and coloring to the art of the pictures," she said. She aims to evoke joy and emotion, wanting people to feel happiness when they view her work. "I love to look at people. They feel happy when they look at my art," she added. Although new to the Rio Grande Valley, Kosofsky has eagerly integrated into the local art community. Despite her extensive teaching background, she volunteers at the Lark Community Center and participates in local art classes to meet other artists and immerse herself in her new environment. "I even took an art class, which I could have taught, but I wanted to meet artistic people because I was new in the area," she shared. Her dedication to fostering community ties and continuing her artistic practice exemplifies her commitment to art and connection. Kosofsky's artworks are not just personal expressions. They are meant to be shared and enjoyed by a wide audience. She maintains affordable prices to ensure accessibility, stating, "I want everyone to enjoy them. So I want everyone to buy them. But I keep the prices low so they can have them." Looking to the future, she is excited about participating in more local shows. "This is the first year that I've entered, and I'm looking forward to next year," she said, reflecting on her positive experience at the Art at Edwards event. At the event, Kosofsky was joined by her husband, Lauren Kosofsky, who was celebrating his 87th birthday. "He's a retired pharmacist, and today he's celebrating his 87th birthday," she noted. Her grandsons, visiting from Aruba, also supported her, bringing a sense of family warmth to her artistic endeavors. "Yes, they came to help me with my art show. They came from Aruba," she shared, adding a personal touch to her presence there. For Kosofsky, life in McAllen is a blend of artistic passion and community spirit, highlighted by her appreciation for the welcoming nature of the local people. "I love McAllen. I love the people. They're very friendly. They're friendlier than New York, she concluded, capturing her positive outlook and enthusiasm for her new home. Her story reflects a journey of artistic exploration, community involvement, and a deep appreciation for the vibrancy of life, whether in the Catskills or McAllen.